Second area I want to explore has to do with the spiritual quality that's often known as equanimity. Equanimity. Equanimity means not being knocked off center. It means being rooted in a depth that is unaffected by the ups and downs of life, that's not being whipped from side to side by the volatility of what's happening in the world. Equanimity means whatever happens outside me, whatever happens inside me, even if I have strong, intense emotional reactions to things, I'm fundamentally centered in a place that is not affected, that is not knocked all over the place. It's like the metaphor, and this is one of the, another remarkable quality of awakened consciousness, of spiritual awakening. If you've had any experience of awakening or been around awakened human beings, we find that there's this ability to just be steady. There's a solidity, a kind of weight that we encounter, a depth. See, one confusion people have about spiritual awakening is they think, oh, maybe it means you just feel great all the time. You feel really great all the time. And you're happy all the time because you're knowing the divine source of things and it makes you happy all the time. And there's a kind of truth to that in the sense that when we do discover our essential nature, when we do discover the beauty and profundity and depth that is at the root of all this, that is our the essence of our own consciousness, there is a kind of fundamental happiness that's always there, a fundamental sense of positivity no matter what happens, that's not rocked. But, you know, we, any awakened human being is still an emotional human being who cares about things that happen in this world and is invested in things that they want to have happen in this world and experiences all the emotional ups and downs of life like anyone else. But the equanimity that we see and that we encounter in awakening comes from being rooted in that, being grounded in that, that is not subject to the comings and goings, to the ups and downs. It's like there are good metaphors for this, like a big strong tree with its roots going deep into the earth. No matter how strong the storm winds are that hit it, it doesn't blow it over because it's rooted so deep. Or a metaphor of like a giant boulder sitting in a riverbed. No matter how intense the floodwaters, how deep and furious the floodwaters get, the boulder just sits there unmoved because it has so much mass. It has so much weight. So both of these are good metaphors for what spiritual depth is for, that gives us this equanimity, this ability to be unmoved in a good way. Obviously, we want to be able to be moved in a good way too, in a different way. But in terms of what equanimity is, where we just don't get knocked off center, we don't get, our roots don't get pulled up. We don't get blown around by the storm. We're able to be a steady, powerful presence. Just think about what's been going on and all the kind of reactions people are having. Imagine a world where we had even 10% of us who held this kind of equanimity, this kind of depth, this weight I'm talking about. We could be a source of so much steadiness, reliability, strength, for everyone around us. So, again, this is not something we need to wait for a lightning bolt of spiritual awakening to give us equanimity. It's something that we can practice in meditation, which opens the door to the depth in meditation and to awakened consciousness. It's also something we can practice in life. So I want to again invite you to settle into a meditation posture, relax, close your eyes, or just look down and soft gaze again somewhere. So I want to invite you to just be still, to physically sit still, and to inwardly be still. Just allow yourself to relax into a place in yourself that is unmoving. Your mind, you know, as we go through our life right now, our mind might be swinging all over the place. Our emotions might be going all over the place. But what is the place that isn't moving? Come to rest in the part of yourself that is deeply still, always. There is a part of us that is untouched by the winds of time and change. That is always already at peace, at ease. I'm inviting you to take up a posture in which you make room for everything, but react to nothing. Some of you may be able to access it as a place in yourself, as a deep stillness and quiet rootedness. But if you can't, you don't know where to look for that, that's okay too. Just take up a posture in yourself. That can include everything. Every feeling, every thought, every uncertainty. Not moving toward anything, not pulling away from anything. Not getting involved in anything. Just deeply still. deeply at peace. Now allow yourself to let go of the meditation, and again, just let it continue naturally in the background, joining the seed of not knowing. Now you've got a seed planted of deep equanimity. Just let them germinate in your consciousness and continue to unfold in whatever way they do naturally. So it's possible in life to, even as we move through the world and engage with things and are trying to actively change things and do things and make things happen, it's possible to do it all from a place where we're deeply anchored in this kind of infinite center, this profound depth. And it's something that we can practice. There's an awakened life practice for this too. There are a lot of them actually, but the one I want to invite you to take out into your life today is to just practice attuning to this place in yourself that is solid, deep, weighty, still, and that does not get blown around by the chaos swirling around you. And so as you, that's like the first part of the practice. And then as you're holding that intention going through your life, you then observe what pulls you, what blows you off center, what triggers you into reactivity. You know, start to notice in yourself when you're feeling frazzled or overwhelmed or, you know, off kilter, off center. You notice you react to something, you know, overreact to something, and with a lot kind of intensity, and you just kind of go, okay, I'm getting blown all over the place. Take a moment. And you don't have to turn, close your eyes and go within. See, a lot of us think, okay, I got all, Craig's telling me I need to meditate constantly throughout my day to do this. But that's not what I mean. What I really mean is just take a moment to remind yourself to make room for everything, to not be reactive, to step into the stillness, and explore what it's like to live from that center.